This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL. It is 55 degrees and a little rain coming down this morning. Mostly cloudy all day. Slight chance of showers in the afternoon, too. High today in the low 80s. Peter DeLeon, general manager of University Mall, said Thursday that Dillard's is not leaving the shopping center.
I've also heard the rumor that Dillard's is closing in Chapel Hill. And we reached out to Julie Bull, who is in charge of media and investor relations at Dillard's. In speaking with Ms. Bull, she stated to us that she has not been given that information that they are closing.
DeLeon said he was told that Dillard's is being converted into a clearance center, which has been done to 19 other stores in the chain.
Dillard's, because they converted, and it was fairly short notice to the store managers. I'm sure that fueled a lot of it, but at this point, we have to respect what Dillard's is telling us.
A source told WCHL News on Wednesday that Dillard's was leaving University Mall and the negotiations were underway with a non-retail business to replace it. A cashier of the store told WCHL's Aaron Keck on Thursday that Dillard's is likely closing in a few months. She said she, too, has been hearing conflicting reports. Currently, Dillard's is the only department store in Chapel Hill providing a sizable source of sales tax. It's also one of the few places to buy clothing. Other stores include Roses and Julian's, among others, but not many. There was a proposal to relocate the Chapel Hill Public Library to the store's location until town staff recalculated and found it would have been more costly than they originally thought. Attorney Drew Nelson is the fourth person, the first from Durham County, to announce his intention to seek the State House District 50 seat, replacing Representative Valerie Fouché. Nelson made the announcement in a press release on Wednesday evening, which also announced his website. He's the first in the Senate and House appointment processes to create a website for the purpose of getting his name out. The process of appointment will depend on the votes of four people, two from Orange County and two from Durham County, with Orange carrying the weighted majority. Nelson is a native of eastern North Carolina, a graduate of UNC's law school, and received his master's from Duke's Terry Sanford School of Public Policy. After completing his education, Drew and his wife Jennifer moved to Durham County. Nelson served as in-house counsel at North Carolina State and is now a partner at Willis & Nelson, PLLC, in Raleigh, serving people in the appellate court. Nelson did some work on former Representative Joe Hackney's staff, working with students to become involved in environmental issues on a presidential campaign. On his website, he says his, quoting here, background in advocacy and policy gives him the tools to be a strong voice for Orange and Durham counties, as well as for families across North Carolina, unquote. Those interested in the House 50 seat are intending to replace Representative Fouché, who was chosen to fill the Senate District 23 seat, formerly held by Ellie Kinnaird. Next week, Representative Fouché will reportedly resign from the House. She will then be sworn into the Senate. The selection committee needs to be filled, as it is now one person short. Chapel Hill's Greg Meyer resigned his seat on that committee to seek the appointment. Once a committee is filled, a date will be set to choose who will take the seat in the House. The Orange County Democratic Forum. That is on the way next on WCHL. News time, 6:10.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
I'm Mark Vitale. I'm the owner of All About Insurance, one of Nationwide's largest insurance agencies. Very proud to be the leader of that operation. So I was raised a little different. My dad raised me that work was the essence of everything. Even though I'm a workaholic, I believe that you need to have time to shut it off. And you need to be able to enjoy your family, your spouse, whoever it may be. And it's so important because if you get wrapped up in the everyday work, 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 this has got to be done. People suffer that are part of your family. People that are workaholics get so intensely involved that they forget that balance of life is the most important thing. Fortunately, we're able to travel all over the world. I love to go in and watch. I ask questions about how they run their businesses. How do they run their lives? How do they run their families? Because reality is this. You can be the best business person in the world or the best employee in the world. And if it's all you do and you forget your family, you haven't done anything. So you can call in Chapel Hill at 919-933-4000 or stop in at Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard. Or you could check us out at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL. Local service, daily insights.
Confusion, anger, defensiveness. Talking with your loved ones that are suffering from dementia can be difficult and overwhelming. Here at Home Watch Caregivers, we understand how hard this can be, and we're here to help you navigate through all the tough questions, emotions, and issues that dementia brings to a family. Let our trained staff help you sort through all the resources and establish a customized plan of care to be sure that your loved one is safe and comfortable. For more information, call 919-960-6038. Or visit HomeWatchCaregivers.com. HomeWatch Caregivers. Let our family care for yours.
54 degrees and raining, 612 at WCHL. Sustainability and citizen engagement were the key themes raised by candidates for the Chapel Hill Town Council at last night's forum hosted by the Orange County Democratic Women. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Cuts to state and federal funding, as well as the persistent drain of retail dollars to surrounding counties, have many in Chapel Hill looking for ways to grow the local economy. Maria Palmer, who served on the Transportation Committee during the Chapel Hill 2020 process, said implementing the vision laid out in the new comprehensive plan will be the key to drawing new commercial development to the area.
I don't think any of us realize that the level of services we receive in Chapel Hill is unsustainable. We either pay a whole lot more in taxes, or we cut services, or we create new income, and that is one thing I really want to do.
2020 co-chair George Cianciolo agreed. He said the town needs to focus on streamlining the development process and revising the town's land use ordinances to provide guidance to developers that will attract new business.
There should be no reason that any applicant should have to wait more than a year to either get an up or down vote on their application. If we do those, I think we can get new growth. We can get thoughtful new growth. We can get well-designed new growth that not only will increase our tax base, but will bring in increased revenue from sales tax.
D.C. Swinton said he'd like to see new growth focused on job creation to help the approximately 1 out of 4 Chapel Hill residents who live in poverty.
There are a lot of people that are still in need for full-time jobs, and I'd like to bring jobs through sustainable practices to Chapel Hill.
Candidates also discussed ways to get the public engaged in town affairs. Lauren Hint said he wants to foster a proactive approach among town officials.
So much of what council does, what local government does, is complaint-driven. I want to create a new attitude where employees are going around town, council members are going around town, noticing what the problems are, and then pointing those out so they can be addressed rather than waiting for someone to complain.
Current council member Ed Harrison said educating residents about the role of local government is one of the best ways to get the public involved.
The more the town publicizes what the town actually does on a day-to-day basis and what solutions the town can offer to people, the more people understand that the policymakers of the town should matter to them.
Only Democratic candidates were invited to last night's forum. Cianciolo, who had previously been unaffiliated, re-registered as a Democrat, which allowed him to participate. 5 of the 9 candidates for town council were in attendance. Incumbent Sally Green was out of town on a family matter. Planning board member Amy Ryan was across town at the Central West meeting. And challenger Paul Niebe was absent. Gary Kahn, the 9th council candidate, was not included as he is a registered Republican. Election campaigning is well underway with a slew of forums scheduled in the next 6 weeks. The local chapter of the League of Women Voters will host a forum for the Carrboro municipal candidates this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 at Carrboro Town Hall. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The news around town this morning. Festival returns to downtown Chapel Hill on Sunday, October 6th from noon until 6 p.m. The festival will host a vibrant, juried artist market spanning West Franklin Street. Unique jewelry, original paintings, gallery quality photography, and much more will be available for purchase. 3 exhibiting artists will be awarded cash prizes for best in show. Also, a free shuttle to the event is available through Chapel Hill Transit. Lots of great entertainment on more than one stage. If you'd like more information on sponsors and the event guide, you can view this news around town story on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time is 6:16. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you by Southern Season. September has been a special month at Southern Season. Stop by for delicious food and great wine during their September Food and Wine Festival with gourmet food samples, wine tastings, live music, and other great in-store events at the University Mall in Chapel Hill, or you can go online at southernseason.com. Well, not a whole lot to tell you about as far as traffic is concerned this morning, but it has started to rain a little harder out there. So roads are likely to be a little wet and a little bit slick, so please take it easy out there. Rand Northam back in the newsroom this morning. You'll be hearing from him shortly, and he will tell you about what's happening with our traffic situation. But right now, everything is copacetic. If you spot anything we're not reporting throughout the morning, you can call us in the newsroom at 997-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. But whatever you do when you get in touch with us, please do it safely. All right, WCHL traffic now turning to the weather. The forecast brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of just three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. It is 61 degrees in Chapel Hill this morning, mostly cloudy, 20% chance of light rain this morning. I guess we're getting our 20% right now here at the radio station. A little light rain coming down and a slight chance of showers in the afternoon as well. High today in the low 80s. Tonight we're looking at mostly cloudy skies. 20% chance of a shower after midnight. Upper day low around 62. And then tomorrow we are talking about cloudy skies. 60% chance of showers in the morning and showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. With a high in the upper 70s. Sunday, another cloudy day with a 50-50 chance of showers and the high in the middle 70s. So it looks like it could be a rather rainy weekend. This just ended the WCHL newsroom. Before we move on, U.S. Highway 15501, Fordham Boulevard, was once again the scene of a deadly accident when a hit and run left one bicyclist dead and another injured last night. According to WRAL, a Pittsburgh police officer driving south near Southern Village found the bikes and their riders in the middle of the road around 11:30 p.m. The riders were a man and a woman who were riding together. Police said the man died. He was not wearing a helmet or reflective vest. The woman was taken to a local hospital. 15501 South was closed for several hours while police investigated the incident. State troopers are looking for a sedan with damage caused by the incident. Again, one person dead, another injured. As a result of a hit-and-run accident last night involving two bicycle riders, it reportedly happened at about 11:30 p.m. We will have more details as they become available right here on WCHL. WCHL News Time, 6:19. And let's go ahead and turn to WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Ryan Stutz. UNC football practice this week has carried a sense of urgency and anticipation. This year's group of Tar Heels is looking to turn the tide against Georgia Tech and put an end to a 16-year drought of the program down in Atlanta. WCHL's Matt Oakes caught up with head coach Larry Fedora and defensive coordinator Vic Koning before they boarded the buses heading south.
The Tar Heels finally get a chance to kick off their ACC slate against the formidable Yellow Jackets of Georgia Tech tomorrow. And with ample opportunity to prepare these last 2 weeks, the coaching staff is ready for some live action. Coach Fedora even calls the game the ultimate measuring stick. Defensive coordinator Vic Koning says he tries to instill some fight and toughness in his defense, but in the end, the players have to want it the most.
You like to take your heart and your knowledge and your focus and everything you want as a coach and put it in some of them, and you can't really do that. So, you can't want it more than they want it.
Koning says Saturday's contest will come down to a battle of wills. Which team will sacrifice more to get the win? Koning even quotes some scripture when characterizing the showdown.
You know, in the book of John in the Bible, it's 8:32, basically says the truth will set you free. You know, on Saturday at 12, the truth's going to be the truth. Do we want it enough? Are we willing to fly around and get off the ground and put our bodies in there?
Koning says one of the scariest propositions for the Tar Heel defense this weekend will be containing standout Georgia Tech quarterback Vad Lee. His versatile play running the option and throwing the ball down the field presents major problems.
Well, he throws the ball down the field very well, very accurate. You can be over the top and he can throw a back shoulder and you're just going, well, ain't much you can do about all that.
Head coach Larry Fedora says despite the thorough and sound preparations made by his team, he can never really predict how his squad will fare on game day. It's up to the players, after all.
I've been doing this for a long time. I wish I could say that, but you never know. I mean, you really don't. You work extremely hard during the week, and you prepare them, and you give them everything they possibly have, and then it comes down to the last day of a personal plan then.
For Tar Heel fans, let's hope those personal plans include emerging with a win against a conference rival on Saturday. You can read this story and follow all the latest on Tar Heel football on our website, chapelboro.com. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
There was one ACC game last night. Taj Boyd threw for 244 yards and three touchdowns, helping number 3 Clemson beat North Carolina State 26-14 last night. Boyd's second scoring pass, a 30-yarder to Martavis Bryant, capped a critical third-quarter sequence that allowed the Tigers, who are now 3-0, 1-0 in the ACC, to seize momentum in front of a hostile crowd in Raleigh. Clemson pulled away from there. Boyd found Bryant for another touchdown, with Bryant snatching the ball from defender Niles Clark for a 15-yard score that helped the Tigers blow the game open early in the fourth quarter. Sammy Watkins added 10 catches last night for 96 yards on a night when Clemson's explosive offense didn't manage many big plays, yet finished with 415 yards. Shadrack Thornton scored the Wolfpack's first touchdown on a 21-yard run in the second. North Carolina State now 2-1, 0-1 in the ACC. They actually led 7-6 at that point, but couldn't complete the upset in Coach Dave Doran's first league game. I have to say, North Carolina State had one touchdown call back, and it clearly showed he was called for stepping out of bounds, but it clearly showed later, the replay, that he did not step out of bounds. So one game or one play might not make a difference in the outcome of that game, but it certainly changed a lot of the momentum. But again, Clemson defeating North Carolina State last night. Week 5 of high school football action is here. Features a classic rivalry game set to divide Chapel Hill. And this week's WCHL Game of the Week, Chapel Hill Tigers travel down the street to take on the East Chapel Hill Wildcats. Coach John Sherman's 1-3 Wildcats are looking to keep Coach Isaac Marsh's Chapel Hill team winless in a showdown featuring two improving offenses. The contest will surely light up the Friday night sky as it was filling up our airwaves on 97.9 FM and chapelroad.com. Kickoff time set for 7 o'clock tonight. Tune in to pregame coverage from Paul Connell live from East Chapel Hill High at 6:30 tonight. Before that, make sure to start your Friday night off right with The Grid, with Matt and Matt starting at 6 p.m. on WCHL's airwaves. On the kickoff show, Matt Oakes and Matt Paul will be hearing from all the area head coaches, release their updated Super 6 rankings, and handicap all the night's big matchups. Coming off its first loss of the season and second loss in 19 games, Carver was on the road again against South Granville tonight. Realignment moved the two teams out of the same conference. The Jaguars get their bye week next week. WCHL and Chapelboro.com will only be broadcasting the Chapel Hill East Chapel Hill game this week. You can follow all the latest on The Grid on our high school football page by clicking the WCHL link on the navigation bar at the top of our website, chapelboro.com. It's that time of the week again, that time when we take a step back from the bright lights of the football field, basketball court, and soccer turf to check in on some exciting Olympic sports action in Tar Heel country. This weekend, top-ranked women's field hockey team and the surging number 15 volleyball squad will be busy. Last weekend in field hockey, the team emerged victorious in their game against Radford, a score of 8-1. And in volleyball, now up to 15 in the latest polls. Carolina will be looking to keep the good times rolling this weekend here in Chapel Hill. Still undefeated and boasting UNC's best season start since way back in 1981. Tar Heels welcome a pair of Big Ten foes to Carmichael Arena for the ACC Big Ten Challenge. First one is 7 o'clock tonight. 6:25 at WCHL.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com. And by Pure Silk Moisturizing Shave Cream for Women, made with soothing aloe and fabulous moisturizers to help your legs look and feel like pure silk. This is Charles Osgood. You know, the Postal Service as it exists today is financially unsustainable. And I'm not the only one saying that. Postmaster General Patrick Donahue has been saying exactly the same thing for some time now.
The Postal Service as it exists today is financially unsustainable.
Most recently, at a hearing yesterday of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, he told them his agency is in the midst of a financial disaster.
It's burdened by an outdated and inflexible business model. Without significant structural changes, it will continue to record large financial losses. We must get on the path to financial stability quickly, and we need your help to do so.
Story after this. There are a lot of complicated things in life, rocket science, taxes, and tying a bow tie. But insurance does not have to be one of those complicated things. Your local independent agency representing Auto Owners Insurance will sit down and customize a plan just for you. So instead of trying to muddle through it all online yourself, contact your local independent Auto Owners agency. Find your local independent agent at AutoOwners.com. That's AutoOwners.com. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Choosing the right retirement community for yourself or your loved one depends so much on a special kind of trust. And the folks at Holiday Retirement have built an all-inclusive, carefree, and affordable lifestyle for its residents with just that kind of trust.
Holiday Retirement has over 300 independent living communities in the U.S. and Canada. Bring a friend and join us for lunch to experience firsthand the all-inclusive lifestyle Holiday can offer you. Visit us at holidayliving.com to learn more. That's holidayliving.com.
The U.S. Postal Service is an independent agency. It receives no tax dollars whatsoever for its day-to-day operations, and yet it's subject to congressional control, and you know how Congress is. Why should the Postal Service need to behave as if it's in a competitive business? Because it's in one, says the U.S. Postal Service Inspector General David Williams.
There's powerful competition for each type of mail today, advertising, personal communications, business transactions, and parcels.
If the competition had to answer to Congress, they'd be unsustainable too, and their finances would be as much of a disaster. The committee is in the process of considering several legislative steps that would save money, including ending Saturday mail delivery service. That alone would save $2 billion each year. But would it help anyone in Congress to get reelected? What could be more important than that? The Osgood File. I'll see you online at Facebook, Twitter, and at theosgoodfile.com.
This is Kevin Callahan of Acme in Carrboro. Our local restaurant scene has a serious edge to it. Chapel Hill is home to Four Diamond, Carolina Crossroads, and Il Palio Restaurant, with chefs James Clark and Adam Rose. And Carrboro has some of the best dining, clubs, and music anywhere around. And I'm proud to say that Acme is part of what makes our town so great. Honestly, why microwave three meals a day when there are so many delicious local choices just minutes away? Duck Dynasty. Really?
Explore. Taste. Tune in. Experience the edge of the triangle here in your own backyard.
Life is full of reasons to celebrate. Graduation, retirements, baby showers, anniversaries, weddings. Oh, the list goes on and on. For all these wonderful occasions, there are parties with dancing, laughing, sharing, and eating. The Chapel Hill Restaurant Group now offers catering services for any and all special occasions. For more information about catering services offered by the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group, call 941-1630. That's 941-1630.
Hi, this is Tracy Wright and Wendy Thompson with Tony Hall & Associates, the power of two in Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
Our real estate market continues to be strong, and we expect this pattern to continue into the fall.
Whether you're in the market to buy, sell, or interested in knowing the current market value of your home, call the power of two.
We're a full-service real estate firm and pride ourselves in the details.
For all of your real estate needs, call Tracy and Wendy, the power of two.
At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Vespa Ristorante. It's half off, $30 for Italian and Mediterranean cuisine, available now for $15. You probably know Vespa from its patio, the largest in downtown Chapel Hill. But Vespa is also known for providing high-quality Italian and Mediterranean cuisine. Their exciting selection of delectable dishes can now be yours for half the price. And they're donating 5% of its proceeds from these coupon sales to the Northside Elementary School. It's half off from Vespa Ristorante. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM. Our website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen from anywhere in the world with instantly live streaming. You can always start your day with Ron Stutz on 97.9 FM. WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
61 degrees and raining, 6:30 at WCHL. The forecast brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. As I said, 61 degrees, wet this morning, mostly cloudy all day, slight chance of rain continuing, and even a chance of rain in the afternoon as well. High today in the low 80s, tonight mostly cloudy, slight chance of rain, low in the low 60s. On Saturday, a cloudy day, 60% chance of rain, maybe showers, maybe thunderstorms. High tomorrow in the upper 70s.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. At a park on the southwest side of Chicago, gunshots around a basketball court. 13 people were wounded, included a 3-year-old boy who was shot in the face and is in critical condition.
Police are looking for two shooters, both of whom approached on foot and opened fire. Both disappeared into the night.
Peter Nikias is with the Chicago Tribune.
It's just not clear to us at the moment what they were shooting at or who they were shooting at.
But the incident might be gang-related.
51st Street has a tendency to be an area where gangs sort out their differences.
The wounded three-year-old boy's grandmother spoke out.
People need to pay attention to what's going on in their community and make sure that the kid is safe. You know, you're going to run up into a park, what's supposed to be a safe place for them to play at, and then a three-year-old gets shot.
Unanswered, the question of why a three-year-old would be there at 10 o'clock at night. That boy's grandmother has been holding a vigil outside a hospital.
I'm just asking that everybody pray and that this violence just stop.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
63 degrees in Chapel Hill and wet, a little light rain falling this morning, 632. I'm Ryan Stutz. U.S. Highway 15501, Fordham Boulevard, was once again the scene of a deadly accident when a hit-and-run left one bicyclist dead and another injured late last night. According to WRAL, a Pittsburgh police officer driving south near Southern Village found the bikes and their riders in the middle of the road around 11:30 p.m. The riders were a man and a woman who were riding together. Police said the man died. He was not wearing a helmet or reflective vest. The woman was taken to a local hospital. 15501 South was closed for several hours while police investigated the incident. State troopers are looking for a sedan with damage caused by the incident. Again, one person dead, one person in the hospital as a result of a hit and run on Highway 15501 South, not far from Southern Village. And we will give you more details as they become available on WCHL. The Central West Steering Committee has 12 days to present its plan to the Planning Board, and not one single item in that plan has a consensus agreement. WCHL's Rand Northam has the story.
The action item for last night's meeting of the committee was to see which items in the plan, which has been discussed since January, could be agreed on. First motion to vote on an item was finally called more than 2 hours into the meeting. A representative of the Bicycle and Pedestrian Board, Jared Simmons, motioned that the committee vote on the bike and ped plan that has been discussed, which he said he believed the group agreed on. After close to 10 minutes of discussion, the motion got lost, and co-chair Amy Ryan asked the Chapel Hill Police Department staff legal advisor Matt Sullivan, who was brought in to be a facilitator of the meeting, to get the meeting on track.
We have this meeting and the next meeting before we have to go to the planning board, and we have to bring them something. And I'm hoping that we bring them decisions, not just these are things we're thinking about. So if you can help us maybe move forward with that.
I think he's actually moving in the right direction.
More discussion ensued, and the motion was removed with a different motion to make the bike ped portion of the plan an agenda item for discussion at the committee's next meeting. With only 15 minutes left in the meeting before the committee had to allow for 10 minutes of public discussion and adjourning, the second motion was called by landowner Whit Rummel.
I would like to make a motion that we accept the performance-based standards for traffic on development with the basis that David and staff can come up with a feasible way of approaching it.
David Bonk is the town's long-range and transportation planning manager. He took time to explain that the performance-based standards are industry standards for these situations, and still the committee could not agree to vote on the item. Despite nearly reaching a vote, that item too got pushed to the next meeting with a request for more information from town officials. Before opening the floor to public comments, Sullivan told the committee he is confident that it can come up with some items on which the members can agree.
I think it would be a shame that you'd invest all this time, energy, and effort at a flounder.
A major holdup for the committee is that there are now six proposals on the table for it to work on. The fifth map was presented last week by a group that expressed its items of concern were not being heard. That proposal was presented to the group last night and received mixed opinion. The co-chairs of the committee also took the past week to meet one-on-one with almost every individual of the group to discuss the issues. The chairs then put the discussion together into a map, which the committee realized at the meeting ended up being a combination of concept A2 and B2. Both those concepts were heavily disliked in the committee. Last week's public session saw more than 200 community members show up to give their input by placing a green dot on plans they agreed on and red dots on plans they were against. Town officials, members of the committee, and members of the public said last night there was evidence that people were seen removing dots and otherwise compromising the project, so the data was not submitted as official information. However, the town survey received close to 450 entries and was given to the committee to review. The Central West Steering Committee meets one final time before submitting a plan to the planning board. Tuesday, from 4:30 to 6:30 in the evening, the group will have to come up with something to present. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Peter DeLeon, general manager of University Mall in Chapel Hill, said Thursday that Dillard's is not leaving the shopping center.
We have also heard the rumor that Dillard's is closing in Chapel Hill, and we reached out to Julie Bull, who is in charge of media and investor relations at Dillard's. In speaking with Ms. Bull, she stated to us that she has not been given that information that they are closing.
DeLeon said he was told that this Dillard's is being converted into a clearance center, which has been done to 19 other stores in the Dillard's chain.
Dillard's, because they converted, and it was fairly short notice to the store managers. So I'm sure that fueled a lot of it, but at this point, we have to respect what Dillard's is telling us.
A source told WCHL News on Wednesday that Dillard's was leaving University Mall and that negotiations were underway with a non-retail store to replace it. A cashier of the store told WCHL's Aaron Keck on Thursday that Dillard's is likely closing in a few months. She said she, too, has been hearing conflicting reports. Currently, Dillard's is the only department store in Chapel Hill providing a sizable source of sales tax. It's also one of the few places to buy clothing in Chapel Hill. There was a proposal to relocate the Chapel Hill Public Library to the store's location until town staff recalculated and found it would have been more costly than they originally thought. Attorney Drew Nelson is the fourth person, the first from Durham County, to announce his intention to seek the State House District 50 seat, replacing Representative Valerie Fushi of Chapel Hill. Nelson made the announcement in a press release on Wednesday evening, which also announced his website. He's the first in the Senate and House appointment processes to create a website for the purpose of getting his name out. The process of appointment will depend on the votes of four people, two from Orange County and two from Durham County, with Orange carrying the weighted majority. Nelson is a native of Eastern North Carolina, a graduate of the UNC Law School, and he received his master's degree from Duke's Terry Sanford School of Public Policy. After completing his education, Drew and his wife Jennifer moved to Durham County. Nelson served as in-house counsel at North Carolina State and is now a partner at Willis & Nelson, PLLC, in Raleigh, serving people in the appellate court. Nelson did some work on former Representative Joe Hackney's staff, working with students to become involved in environmental issues on a presidential campaign. On his website, he says his background in advocacy and policy gives him the tools to be a strong voice for Orange and Durham counties, as well as for families across North Carolina. That's a quote. Those interested in the House 50 seat are intending to replace Representative Fushi, who was chosen to fill the Senate District 23 seat that was formerly held by Ellie Kinnaird. Next week, Valerie Fushi will reportedly resign from the House. She will then be sworn into the Senate. The selection committee needs to be filled, as it is now one person short. That's because Chapel Hill's Greg Meyer resigned his seat on the committee to seek the appointment. Once the committee is filled, a date will be set to choose who will take the seat in the House. WCHL News Time, 6:39. Raleigh Mann wants to know if the tail will continue to wag the dog. He's talking about the university. That'll be followed by Inside Carolina Football on WCHL.
Now is your chance to live the life of luxury at holiday time. Hi, this is Michelle from the Carolina Inn, and this holiday season, you, your family, and friends can stay at the world-famous Carolina Inn with rates starting at just $109. The Carolina Inn is a tradition like no other, and now better than ever after being fully renovated. We invite you to enjoy afternoon tea, unprecedented service, and our award-winning restaurant, all at our best rates of the year. Book now at CarolinaInn.com and spend the holidays at the Carolina Inn.
Chapel Hill is where economic development is Commerce Plus. And now you can keep up and join the conversation on Twitter by searching for hashtag Commerce Plus. You'll find your neighbors and town staff talking and sharing about economic development, trends, local news, and much more. Be inspired, be educated, be in the know. Follow us on Twitter at CHEconDEV or search hashtag Commerce Plus. To find out more, visit opentobusiness.biz.
The internet has changed the shopping experience forever. By the time you visit a BMW center, you know what you want to do and how you want to do it. You're in control. Anything you want to know, the Performance BMW sales team will tell you. Why would you want to buy your BMW anywhere else?
I'm Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance BMW in Chapel Hill.
Lease a 2013 BMW 320i for $329 per month. BMW is also offering $500 loyalty cash. So if you bought from Performance BMW before, ask how the loyalty loyalty program can benefit you. Remember, with BMW's legendary Ultimate Service, you pay nothing for the lifetime of the warranty, 4 years or 50,000 miles.
We look forward to seeing you soon, and I personally guarantee you'll say wow.
B3899, 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year, $4,500 due at signing. Excludes tax, tag, and 549 dock fee, and includes $500 loyalty cash. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS on select models. Take delivery before 9/30/2013. Loyalty contingent on BMW program compliance.
Visit our virtual showroom at PerformanceBMW@ChapelHill.com. Performance BMW is a Hendrick team member. BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence and volume leader.
Good morning. It is 6:42. A little light rain this morning, and we have 62 degrees in Chapel Hill. I'm Ron Stutz.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann. How should the university clean up its act and manage actually to educate student athletes? Big time sports has brought money and fame to UNC and a good dose of embarrassment. Now a panel of educational leaders chaired by Hunter Rawlings offers 28 recommendations to correct the imbalance between sports and education. But what will become of it? This report is one of at least 8 reviews, investigations, and panels to look into the athletics and academics balance issue just in the past 3 years, according to the Daily Tar Heel. Mary Willingham summarized it well when she said, "Let's be honest. We've had countless reports that we still have athletes who are not getting served a real opportunity for an education here at Carolina and at colleges and universities across the country." Ms. Willingham is an academic counselor, former reading specialist for the Academic Support Program. She's researched this thoroughly. She knows whereof she speaks, and when she speaks, I listen. Rawlings, president of the Association of American Universities, urges UNC to take his panel's recommendations seriously. Actually do something with them. University leaders talk a good game when they discuss reform, but some of those who labor in the classrooms, labs, and libraries have doubts, and I, who labored in the classroom for 22 years there, share their skepticism. The Daily Tar Heel does report that UNC has taken several measures recently to address athletics. The Student Athletic Academic Initiative Working Group, led by Provost Jim Dean and Athletics Director Cunningham, will examine how the university can encourage athletes' academic success. Examine? Yeah. Plenty of examining is going on, but how has the student athlete's chances for getting a good education improved? Will these studies and reports make that happen? Or will the tail, as it has for years, continue to wag the dog? This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Carolina plays here, UNC football's flagship station. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
The Tar Heels are en route to Atlanta today to get ready for a 12 noon kickoff with Georgia Tech tomorrow at Bobby Dodd Stadium. The Tar Heels will certainly have their hands full with Tech's spread option offensive attack, but also we'll see the Yellow Jackets revamp defense, which has been highly successful under first-year coordinator Ted Roof.
Statistically, they're the number one defense in the country right now. And, you know, Ted has done a tremendous job with them. I mean, he's got them believing in what he's doing. He's sound in everything he does, and his players are in the right position. So, I mean, I can't say the same thing about them last year at this time because they were totally different in everything they were doing. And so he has really settled them down, and they're playing very, very sound defense.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your business operations and your livelihood could come to a screeching halt. Your Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agent wants to make sure your business can recover quickly. The way to do it is to have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency preparedness plan.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, "We're with you no matter what." At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Durham native Vad Lee has excelled at the quarterback position for the Jackets and will present a big challenge to the Tar Heels tomorrow afternoon.
He's proven he can beat you with his legs and his arm. I mean, he's just doing a tremendous job. He really has great control of the offense. He understands the scheme, and he can run the football very effectively. And so, he makes it very difficult for your defense.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
All right, I'm ready. Are you ready? All fired up for Carolina football? Well, between now and game time, we'll get you fired up if you're not already. Our coverage starts bright and early tomorrow with the WCHL's exclusive countdown to kickoff presented by UNC Healthcare. From 9 to 10, that's countdown, and then that'll be followed by the Good Sports with Archie and Bob Lee from 10 to 11. We'll join the network down in Atlanta starting at 11 o'clock for their hour-long pregame show. Game time, 12 noon. Then even after the game, after the network has done its job, WCHL will still be here with On the Heels. It's a full football Saturday coming up tomorrow on WCHL.
Want to experience a bit of the Italian lifestyle right here in Chapel Hill? Join Vietri, importer of the finest handcrafted Italian ceramics, and the Siena Hotel today for an event that celebrates Italy. Susan Gravely, Vietri founder, will be signing your purchases at a special first-ever Vietri pop-up shop in the lobby of the Siena Hotel today from 3 to 5 p.m. Come to browse Vietri's latest fall and holiday collections. We hope to see you there. Ciao!
Dana, time for your eye appointment.
Oh, good. While we're at the mall, I want new jeans.
We're not going to the mall. We're going to UNC Eye Care Center.
But will they have cool frames?
Where we can get all your ophthalmology needs taken care of at one time in one place.
But will they have cool frames?
They've even moved to a more convenient location, right off Highway 54.
But will...
And yes, they have cool frames.
UNC Eye Care Center. Specialties include pediatrics, neuro-ophthalmology, glaucoma, cataracts, and oculoplastics. Now located at 2226 Nelson Highway, unci.org.
Carolina Performing Arts presents world-renowned jazz giant Wynton Marsalis as he leads the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra on October 3rd and 4th at UNC's Memorial Hall. Don't miss this riveting, high-spirited odyssey through rousing jazz tunes and stirring gospel music as Marsalis is joined on stage by Chorale Les Chateaux, a 70-voice gospel choir. For tickets and more information, visit carolinaperformingarts.org or call 843-3333.
Carolina Performing Arts. The world comes here.
WCHL's traffic and weather together now. Traffic brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. If you're thinking about what to do for dinner tonight, call ahead and take home a Dickie's Family Pack. Select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides. Dickie's Barbecue Pit in Durham up Mont Moriah Road. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time to check in with Rand Northam and find out what's going on with traffic this morning. Rand's sporting a fashionable burgundy shirt along with a complimentary tie and just looks outstanding to kick off the weekend.
You flatter me, Ron.
It's not difficult. You look so good every day. And missed you yesterday. Rachel Nash did a good job filling in.
Yep, I had to pull the late shift last night. I was here till about midnight, so good 4 hours of sleep. I'm ready to go.
Well, there's one thing that can be said. We always get plenty of sleep.
That's right.
Especially the news director.
That's right. And we own stock in the coffee company. Don't worry.
Yep, right. Well, what's happening on the roadways this morning?
Roadways moving smoothly to start off the day today. I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway not reporting any accidents or delays. That could certainly change. Fridays are a toss-up. Either heavy, heavy traffic or nothing at all. So we'll keep you posted on how things are going, and we hope that you'll do the same. Help us out. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day and you feel it needs reporting, give us a call at 919-967-8363. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. You can also do so by tweeting us at WCHL. As always, we ask that you do that safely.
Well, I must say, you sound like you're wide awake.
I am. I'm going to hit a wall at 9 o'clock, but until then, I'm ready.
It's actually kind of typical. I mean, that's what happens to me every single day. I'm awake until 9 o'clock, then I crash.
Yeah, we'll take a little siesta for about 9 to 10 and then
great
keep
idea.
It going.
All right, hey, listen, thanks.
Thank you.
Take care. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Southern Season. You can stop by for delicious food and great wine during their September Food and Wine Festival with gourmet food samples, wine tastings, live music, and other great in-store events. It's a lot of fun all month at the University Mall in Chapel Hill or online, southernseason.com. 62 degrees, wet this morning, a little light rain, had a little drizzle coming down, and then it got a little heavier. Of course, right when I was walking into the radio station. Mostly cloudy, 20% chance of light rain this morning, then a slight chance of showers in the afternoon as well. High temperature today in the low 80s, tonight mostly cloudy, slight chance of rain after midnight, overnight low 62. And then tomorrow we'll look at cloudy skies, 60% chance for showers in the morning, then showers and thunderstorms predicted for the afternoon as well. At least a strong likelihood. High tomorrow in the upper 70s. If you're wondering about the rest of the weekend, we'll have a big chance of rain tomorrow night. And lows in the upper 50s. And on Sunday, a mostly cloudy day. Again, 50-50 chance of showers with the highs in the middle 70s. Doesn't sound too good for the weekend, does it? Time now for Celebrity Birthdays on WCHL. Brought to you by your friends at the UPS stores at Porter Boulevard and Metamont. Singer Gogi Grant is 89 years old today. Actress comedian Ann Mira is 84. She is Ben Stiller's mom, in case you don't know. Ann Mira, 84 years old today. Actress Sophia Loren is 79. That's hard to believe. Pro Football Hall of Famer Jim Taylor, the guy who used to run over everybody, 78 years old today. Actor Tony Denison is 64. Hockey Hall of Famer Guy Lafleur, 62. Actress Debbie Morgan is 62 years old today. Actress Betsy Brantley, 58. Actor Gary Cole is 57. He's a guy who played Lumberg in Office Space, my favorite movie of all time. TV News correspondent Deborah Roberts, 53. Let's see here. Actress Kristen Johnson, 46. Rock singers Gunnar Nelson and Matthew Nelson, twins. Rick Nelson's sons, 46 years old today. Boy, that makes me feel old. Actress Crystal Stewart, 32 years old today. And got some local celebrities celebrating a birthday today. We'll start with WCHL's own Matt Oakes. You hear him reporting on sports a lot on WCHL. And Matt Oakes turns 23 years old today. Congratulations, Matt, and hope it's a really good one for you. Also, Orange County Democratic Party Chair Matt Hughes has a birthday today. So, happy birthday, Matt Hughes. In addition to all of that, we have Heather Lagarde celebrating a birthday, one of Saxobhaw's leading action adults. And Heather Lagarde is our birthday winner. She will get a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores, Florida Boulevard and Menomont. Heather, I hope it is a great birthday for you, dear. Have a great time and turn it into a whole big weekend celebration. Heather Lagarde, congratulations from WCHL.
I'm Ryan Stutz. He's Freddie Kiger. It's Friday and almost time for Carolina football again.
Yes, it is.
Seems like it's been a month since we played.
Yeah, well, that's true. Actually, probably the time was well spent to get ready for what Paul Johnson's going to throw at us.
It takes 2 weeks to get ready for that
goodness
offense.
Gracious, yeah.
I'm telling you. Carolina versus Georgia Tech tomorrow down in Atlanta.
Correct, Amundo. So the Heels in the next maybe 3 or 4 hours will be boarding buses and heading over to RDU to get down there. And so our question today is obviously going to reflect the athletic contest between Carolina and Georgia Tech.
Okay.
You ready?
That ought to be good.
All right. Ready? Here we go. UNC records. Back in 1987, Randy Marriott hauled in a pass against Georgia Tech and raced 93 yards for a touchdown.
Right.
That play remains the second longest receiving touchdown in UNC football history. Name the quarterback who threw it.
In 1987.
Yes.
All right.
Randy Marriott, 1987. Caught a pass, raced 93 yards for a touchdown down at Georgia Tech. Still, the second longest receiving touchdown in UNC football history. Name the quarterback who threw it.
Okay.
919-929-WCHL.
That's your number to call if you know the answer. You can show up to everybody.
Have you got it? You know it?
I'm not sure. You can call. You can get all that, and you can also get a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Yeah, of course you can.
Good to go.
Exactly.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Ethan Aleph and Kevin Penn, they're participating in the UNC Pedal for Peds event this Saturday, a bike ride supporting UNC's Division of Pediatric Hematology Oncology. This event sprang from dark beginnings. Here's Ethan.
I was diagnosed in 08, and my doctor, Dr. Blatt, started the ride, I guess, because of me because I started bringing my bike into the hospital during treatments. She started the ride because of that and wanted to help raise money for the fifth floor and help the families up there.
Ethan and Kevin are both two-time survivors of leukemia. Ethan was a patient at UNC. Kevin was treated at Duke.
Ethan has been an inspiration to many, many people, not only to Dr. Blatton creating this ride, but Ethan was an inspiration to me. There was an article published about him riding his bicycle while going through treatments in 2008 that was published in a local periodical. Out of coincidence, I happened to be at the hospital at the same time, diagnosed with the same disease as Ethan. My friends dropped that article on my bed and said, "You're being kind of lazy in comparison to this young man over at UNC. I was getting treated over at Duke," and they shamed me into following suit. And so Ethan's been a long-time inspiration for me, and so he and I have become fast friends and a huge supporter of what Dr. Blatt and this ride are doing.
And now you're both participating in this great bike ride. All proceeds will be used to fund pediatric cancer research, fellowship education, and other great programs to help kids with cancer and blood disorders.
Out of pure coincidence, Ethan and I were able to meet each other while we were going through that process and been friends ever since. We will be riding a tandem bicycle for the third time on Saturday morning. Me in my Duke jersey, he in his UNC jersey, and his dear friend is going to be out there in an NC State jersey. We're covering the triangle in terms of affiliations, if you will. Just really looking forward to kind of celebrating and paying it forward, as Ethan and I like to do.
All of that is really a great collaboration, rivalries aside. If someone wants to find out more about this event coming up this weekend, how do they go about doing that?
The best way of doing that is pedalforpeds.org, the website, and PEDS is spelled P-E-D-S, so pedalforpeds.org, and all the information you need to know about registration, the event, and anything else are on that website.
Ethan says the real joy is being able to help others and encourage them, particularly if they're going through the same experience.
I just like to, I guess, share my story and share things that I've gone through, and if they have any questions, I like to answer those in the best way I can and give them advice. Just show them that you can get better. Just have a positive attitude and keep fighting. If you want to get back to where you were, you can get back there.
Ethan Aliff and Kevin Penn, inspirational. They're today's WCHL Tandem Hometown Heroes.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Really inspirational guys. 658 at WCHL. And calls coming in. Ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Kiger is going to give you the answer to that trivia question.
I think I had Ron Stump this time.
Tar Heel quarterback. No, I didn't. I did not know the answer to this.
Yep. We asked second longest receiving touchdown in UNC football history, and of course against Georgia Tech. That came against Georgia Tech down in Atlanta when Randy Marriott hauled in a 93-yard strike from Mark May.
Mark May, yeah. I'd forgotten that.
Yeah, the Heels won that game, 30-23, down in Atlanta. Heels have not been too successful down there. Last time the Heels got a win down at Bobby Dodd Field down in Atlanta on the Georgia Tech campus was 1997. So here's hoping the Heels can reverse a little recent history.
I'll take a 30-23 score.
I'll take a 30-29 score.
Right now.
Heck, we scored 50 points against Georgia Tech last year and lost by 18.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
Holy smokes.
Whoa. Well, you know, I don't feel too bad because not only did I not know the answer to the question, nobody else did either. Freddie stumped everybody this morning. So he will be back with another trivia question for you bright and early on Monday. Again, the answer to today's question, that Carolina quarterback, was Mark May.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Vespa Ristorante. It's half off, $30 for Italian and Mediterranean cuisine, available now for $15. You probably know Vespa from its patio, the largest in downtown Chapel Hill. But Vespa is also known for providing high-quality Italian and Mediterranean cuisine. Their exciting selection of delectable dishes can now be yours for half the price, and they're donating 5% of its proceeds from these coupon sales to the Northside Elementary School. It's half off from Vespa Ristorante. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
63 degrees and wet this morning at WCHL.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
And now, CBS News, presented by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development, where commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship